Peter Pan is one of the most iconic children's stories and plays of all time. Right now on Broadway, there's a play tackling what happened before the famous story. Hint, don't expect wires, pulleys, and harnesses to take the cast members soaring to the top of the theater. Peter and the Starcatcher is playing at the Brooks Atkinson Theater. It's nominated for 9 Tony Awards, the most for any play this season, including nods for Best Direction for its 2 directors, Roger Reese and Alex Timbers. They stopped by our studios to talk with WNYC's Richard Hake.
It's not every day that you hear about 2 directors taking on a Broadway show. You guys must be really good collaborators.
I think we are. I'm twice Alex's age, I think. And I was running Williamstown Theatre Festival, and Alex had been invited up to do the first workshops of a play he'd written, a musical he'd written called Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. And
I think we all know that one.
Yeah, and it was anarchic and brilliant, and he's a great writer, a great director, and we became friends over that. And the opportunity came to do the workshops of this Peter and the Starcatcher, and we thought we'd do it together.
So how did you guys like divide up the work? How was the collaboration process work for this?
Well, you know, there's actually no sort of boundaries between what either of us are doing. You know, we're both involved in the design, the staging, working with the actors and the casting. You know, and what's been so great is that even though we have really different background, we have the same sort of taste in theater. Mm-hmm. We like the same plays. We like the same musicals. And, you know, that really helps guide us towards, you know, coming together and making the same choices.
Okay, let's talk about Peter and the Starcatchers, based on a 2004 children's book. But was it a challenge to kind of tell this story that everyone knows?
Well, I think that's the secret. It's like Hamlet or Juliet. You know, everyone has got a Peter Pan, you know, with them, inside them. They dream, you know, in a kind of a, it belongs to everyone. And so that's one kind of door that's open for us. But yeah, this is a almost revolutionary kind of concept in that it's a prequel to that moment when Peter Pan eventually lights on Wendy's windowsill and the story of Peter Pan takes place.
Those little bits are star stuff. The trunk in Slank's cabin is full of it. There's some in here, too, in case I'm ever in trouble.
Star stuff? Let me see.
No! It changes people if they touch it.
One of the decisions we made early on was to sort of do away with all the scenery and actually to challenge the audience using their imagination. And so we, instead of all the things you might expect from a normal Peter Pan production, what we have is a really sort of gritty elemental production that uses just trunks, crates, buckets, and rope to conjure an entire sort of universe.
Follow the trunks, me! Get me to that island!
Get to the island, Peter! Don't let that trunk out of your sight!
Swim on!
You do a lot of rope tricks in this show. The rope is almost its own character.
Yeah, that's right. It defines areas. It creates doorways. It becomes the surface of the sea. It's a very, very useful thing, yeah.
And you also use other kind of cast members in a way as part of a set. When they're not the main attention, when they're not the focus, they kind of blend into the background.
These actors are extraordinary. You know, none of them play one role alone. They play, you know, dozens, and they also play doorways, and they play, you know, ships at sea and island natives, and they sing as well.
There was one part where one of the boats begins to sink, yet the cast is not actually on a boat. They're just standing on the stage, but all in unison and with such precision, they all leaned just as if the ship were listing. How challenging was it to get the cast basically to do that and to have that precision on the stage?
You know, it's the great idea of circus, really. It's the human body used to its full extension. And, you know, and we try to do everything we can. There is one point in the play when Peter actually flies. He's leaping off a ladder into the trusting arms of the 11 other actors. But he is actually flying without a wire. For the first time, Peter Pan flies on Broadway without any artificial assistance.
Alex, you were nominated for a Tony for directing and also co-writing Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. That started off-Broadway as well. Peter and the Starcatcher also started off very small. I mean, when you go out for projects like this, is your ultimate goal Broadway?
I think you can't ever have sort of Broadway in your sights. You have to create the kind of the best piece. And luckily with this and with Andrew Jackson, you know, we haven't had producers that have asked us to sort of remake or recreate the show in a sort of different vision for Broadway audiences. And, you know, with this one, you know, Roger and I first workshopped this in a cabin in the Berkshires, you know, with 19-year-olds and, you know, a bucket and a rope. And really, to have any sort of pretensions or designs on Broadway when you start off with such humble beginnings would be just sort of ludicrous. You'd be living a fantasy life.
It's exciting to not to take things for granted. And actually, what used to happen is that people say, oh, that's a very successful play, give me another one just like that. And now people are rather moving away from that, and they're actually looking for things that are different and different expressions, and not taking, you know, what takes place in one play and using it for another one, but actually going back to the street and saying, what really explains our story best?
And also in Peter and the Starcatcher, I mean, it's almost like you're not relying on the gimmicks. You're not relying on the pulleys and the harnesses or the flying. You're basically telling a story,
and thereby it becomes, I think, more intense and more coherent. It seems to me, without the decorative element, so, you know, overmuch. Although we're there to entertain and to tell a story, of course.
Who knew a rope could play so many characters?
Thank you, Rope.
That's WNYC's Richard Haake speaking with directors Roger Rees and Alex Timbers. They're up for Best Direction for Peter and the Starcatcher on Broadway. The awards will be announced this Sunday.